I was thinking a lot about what to preach for this Pentecost Sunday, and I kept asking the Holy Spirit to give me the inspiration to preach to you the message that would let you and I, all of us, see the power and working of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And I kept praying and praying, and even though I had different ideas, but nothing seemed to click until yesterday afternoon, when I was working on fixing my luggage, then all of a sudden it came together. So here is the backstory, right? A few months ago, when I was getting ready for my TDY up to the Arctic Circle, I have to buy a bigger piece of luggage in order to fit all of my civilian clothings, but also my military uniforms. And most of the time, it's not a problem at all. But since I was going to a very cold place, those winter gears seemed to take a lot more space. So I had to buy a bigger piece of luggage, and I didn't want to spend a lot of money on it. So I keep scouting and seeing different Goodwill stores, right? In order to see something secondhand, right? So I finally found one, and it's what way out my comfort zone, right? The color was red, and it was filled with a whole bunch of skateboards or rockers stickers on them, right? And I'm thinking, wow, this is way out my comfort zone. But I guess if I remove all of those stickers, then it will be something easy to identify, right? Won't be easy to destroy. So I bought that for $9.99, and I went home, and it took a lot of time for me to remove all of those very interesting stickers that were there, and then to get prepared for the trip. I actually needed my dad to help me when I actually returned from the trip in order to remove all of the glue and the residues that came from them. So, let's just say it was interesting, huh? It served the purpose real well, but since I was dragging it along some of the harder and uneven surface, the last life of all those wheels were were taken away, and they begin to make a lot of noises because the rubbers in the wheels are gone, right? So I know that I needed to replace the wheels, but coming back from that short tour of duty, I was busy just trying to get back and get running again, so I've been putting it aside until a few weeks ago. Something deep inside of me saying, you need to restore those wheels, right? To be honest with you, I bought that luggage for $9.99, and those wheels for me to replace them cost $14.99, so it cost more for me to fix them. Instead of just throwing the luggage away. But something deep within me just kind of made me not throw that piece of luggage away. Because I know that if I throw it away, it's gonna be quote unquote recycle or just go to the landfill, right? So I just didn't want to waste it. So I bought a new set of four wheels in order to replace them. I finally did it yesterday, and I thought it was easy because all the instructions seemed to be easy, and the videos that I've seen on the internet before I bought the wheels seemed to be easy. However, when I reach my storage unit in order to take out the luggage. The wheels were actually reinforced with like solid steel rods inside, and I didn't have the tools to remove that. So I had to ask the storage unit owner, see if he can lend me a hacksaw, which he did. And then he actually joked, "You must love that thing to spend so much time on it." I didn't know why. I got to admit to you that I do not have the best back. So what's hurting trying to saw all those wheels off and try to replace them. The whole thing was not hard to do, but it was just tedious and time consuming. But all of a sudden, when I was doing all of that, it finally hit me. That was the lesson that the Holy Spirit was trying to teach me when I asked Him to inspire me for the Pentecost Sunday homily. My brothers and sisters, like that damaged or secondhand broken luggage, we are damaged goods in the eyes of the world. But God never gave up on us. He created us, He saved us and redeemed us, and on Pentecost, He sent forth the Holy Spirit to sanctify us. We might be deemed as secondhand, broken, and damaged good, but in the eye of God, we're worth saving. My brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit, it's the love between the Father and the Son. So when the Lord Jesus Christ sent forth the Holy Spirit among us, He sent forth that very love between Him and the Father to bring to fulfillment what He had begun in us. Through the power and working of the Holy Spirit, He helps us to see who we are deep from within as beloved sons and daughters of God, as disciples of Christ Jesus and His instrument. The Holy Spirit, that very love that transforms us and change us deep from within. We're no longer damaged goods, huh? We are saved, redeemed, sanctified, and continue to be transformed through His power and through His work. My brothers and sisters, because perhaps I see things differently as a military priest and a chaplain, perhaps because I work with so many broken people. I have seen so many who are broken by the system, coming from broken home, damaged by war, and lost hope because they were hurt and thought that they were not lovable. In that environment, in that reality, I see just because they're hurt, just because they're imperfect, doesn't mean that they're not loved by God. Even though they might be deemed a damage and abandoned good by the world, God never abandoned them or abandoned us. As a matter of fact, He continued to seek us out in the midst of all the world lies and hurt. Why? Because once the world is done using us, it casts us out. Once the world deem us as unpopular and find no use for us, it doesn't care for us anymore. And so therefore, when we spend our whole life trying to chase after worldly goods, we end up being burned out and we lose all hope and we lock ourselves up in that pitiful, hellish reality because we have put all of our hope, all of our trust in the world instead of God. But even that, even when that happened, He never abandoned us. He sought us out and He transformed us, give us the courage to step outside of our comfort zone, to step outside of our fears, our reservation, to become courageous. Just like the disciples, all of them were imperfect, but all of them were chosen to follow. And after they have lost everything, they were fearful of being hunted down, of being persecuted, that they locked themselves behind closed doors. They were living in fear. They were having doubts. And they were asking a lot of questions. What did this all mean? And in the midst of all of that humanity, all of that fears and reservation, the Holy Spirit came down. came down and brought them together at one and opened the door so that they can be sent into the world to preach the good news. The Holy Spirit made them into apostles to be sent out in the name of Christ Jesus to preach the good news and to set the world on fire and to set the world free. My brothers and sisters, this is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, the love between God the Father and God the Son, is among us to bring to completion what Christ has worked in us. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit at work in our very own life to bring us out of this world, to know who we are deep from within, our self-worth, our identity, our mission, who we are deep from within, in the eyes of God and not in the eyes of the world, my brothers and sisters. So therefore, I want to leave you with this thought. Do you truly believe that you are lovable, redeemable, savable, and can be restored and sanctified by God, even if you and I are damaged goods in the eyes of the world? We will carry our brokenness, our hurts, our imperfections. But that doesn't mean that God cannot work in us and through us. Be humble. Be genuine. Be real. And allow the power and working of the Holy Spirit to transform us deep from within so that we can truly be free to live in Him, for Him, and with Him. My brothers and sisters, today, let me encourage you this. No matter how damaged, no matter how hurt, no matter how imperfect we are in the eyes of the world, God can restore us. He can change us because we are lovable, we are worth saving, we're worth redeeming, and He continues to change us and transform us with His grace if we open our hearts, our mind, our life to Him.